Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hi, everybody.
Samantha.
Lisa. It's our 40th episode.
Oh, my God. 40.
Woo-hoo. Did you think we'd get to 40?
Samantha, of course I thought we'd get to the 40. Right?
Better make this a good one.
We just two bitches sitting in a car talking. Right?
This is true. Right?
That's all we are.
I can't deny.
Right? Just two bitches sitting in a car talking.
Two bitches.
What's up?
What's up?
Sup, Samantha?
Sup?
Sup?
On the west side.
Yeah, sup. Stealing the Wi-Fi from the Lowe's. Sitting in the car.
Sitting in the car.
Sitting in the car. Samantha? Oh, you're sniffing.
No, because I got your fucking cold,
okay.
Man.
Listen.
Because you're unhygienically...
No.
You're not capable of keeping your cold to yourself.
Well, I must because nobody at my work caught my cold.
I got your
yeah,
cold.
Yeah, but I told you last week.
You coughed and touched Betty everywhere.
I'm a toucher.
Oh.
I'm a toucher. But I told you last week you were probably going to catch it. And friends of the podcast.
Because you were just like.
I know.
Just.
And I still have
full
it.
Full of disease.
I still have it. I just look better. That's all.
Is that what you think?
I know. Right? I still have a little bit of a headache with it. Still in my. I'm still sneezing and coughing.
Uh-huh.
You know what it is? My voice sounds a bit better.
I think that's true.
I think that's the
you
difference.
You sound less like a man.
Yeah. Yeah. All right? And hopefully I look a little less ugly than what you thought I did last week.
Well, you looked pretty ugly last week.
I was looking bad. So I apologize that you caught it, but I knew that you would.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So again, right? There could be the odd cough, clearing of the throat, sniffing of the nose.
Uh-huh.
Right? We're only human.
This is true.
And this is live.
This is live.
Live. Episode 40. I'm going to ask it.
Okay.
I'm going to ask it.
What?
Just make it short, okay?
What?
How's Halloween?
It was good. It was awesome.
Okay, great.
I was like the best witch ever.
Okay, that's awesome. Okay, so...
No, just because you don't like it, that doesn't matter.
Okay. Anyways, can we continue on?
No.
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 Okay. Really?
I loved Halloween. It was awesome. We took all the little treats with us in a wagon, and we gave out the treats as Shelby trick-or-treated. That's my niece. And she was dressed as a... princess.
Uh-huh.
What is it?
A peacock princess.
A peacock princess. And I
so
was
like
dressed
a bird princess.
Yeah. Okay. And I was dressed up as a witch. It was awesome. And I handed it up to the little kids.
And an improvement.
And the parents thought it was awesome that we were walking around with our
treats. Spreading your Halloween joy.
It was exciting and I loved it and I hope we do it again next year.
And I hope it's canceled.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And the snow waited until we were done.
Still hate Halloween.
That was even better.
Still hate Halloween.
Nope.
Yeah.
Love it.
Really?
Loved it.
Glad it's over.
Woohoo!
Farewell. So long. Farewell.
Such a negative attitude.
I just, you know what? It's not my gig.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my gig.
It is my gig.
And for that, I try to remain positive. If only for you.
Oh, really? This is positive?
Samantha,
got
who
it.
Sent you a good morning, happy Halloween
It was you,
text.
Lisa.
It was me.
With a, come on!
Right?
Oh, my God!
Right? Exactly. Right? Happy Halloween!
Oh, my God!
Let it be over. Let it be over. People got on my bus dressed for Halloween. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake, people.
Serious?
Yeah, I know, right? Can you imagine?
No,
they came on the bus dressed
no
for Halloween.
You have no joy in your life.
I have lots of joy.
I
have no Halloween joy. I have no Halloween joy.
Oh, my God.
Mighty Casey struck out.
Okay.
Yeah. I have no Halloween joy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I have something.
What?
Okay. So, you pick me up from work.
Yes.
I get in the car.
Yes.
Before I even have a chance to say, hi, Samantha, what happened? What happened?
You're like, how's your shacket?
How's your shacket?
And I knew that you would say something about what I'm wearing.
Yeah, because here's the thing, okay? It started off as a sweater.
Mm-hmm.
It grew up wanting to be a jacket. And divine intervention stepped in and said, we're going to make you a shacket. And that's what you're wearing, is a shacket. It's like a...
I don't even know how to talk because it's lovely. I am like, it's on point.
It's okay. I get it. It's not ugly.
Even with a cold, my hair's on point today.
Yep.
The lips are on point.
Yep.
The jacket, the pants, the boot, everything is on point today.
You're so pretty.
I rocked it at work today.
Yeah. Okay. But I have to ask, is the shacket part of your ensemble now? Because you are afraid of the actual trying on of the jacket. Is that why you bought a shacket? Because you're scared of your jacket.
I'm not talking about that right now.
You got a shacket because you're scared of the jacket. Is that what you did?
Potentially.
Shacket, so I don't gotta wear my jacket.
Yes.
Okay. Because the one button at your neck, okay, is not going to keep you warm in minus 40.
I feel pretty nice right now.
Yeah, but it's not minus 40. Samantha, you're gonna need to try the jacket on.
I will.
Okay?
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Okay. Because you never once said that you had a shacket.
I bought it just recently.
I know.
With three shirts for work.
Three shirts and a shacket.
Shirts and a jacket.
Is that everything, ma'am? Yes, my three shirts and a jacket. Because I'm afraid to try my jacket.
Why did I know that you would you'd be poking fun at my stuff, ma'am?
I know. But it looks good. Looks good.
It's because you're jealous of my style.
I'm not jealous of your style. I am not about a shacket. I'm not about a shacket.
You are not.
But guess what I did?
What?
I tried on my jacket.
Uh-huh.
It's good. It will fit.
It will fit.
It will fit. It will fit. Just saying, it will fit.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
Guess what I did this week?
What?
In preparation for December, guess what I did?
Oh,
yes,
I
yes,
know.
Yes, I did it.
I know.
I did it. I bought my practice advent calendar. Because I like to use the month of November as a practice.
Right? That makes no sense.
Yes, it does. And then when December 1st comes, I get my second advent calendar, and that's the real deal. That's the one where I don't take shortcuts. I don't sneak ahead. I don't go for the different chocolate.
So
I don't
you eat. Have snuck ahead.
Just one day. I've only just snuck ahead once. Mind you, we're not very far into the month. I'm just saying, I've only snuck ahead once.
Oh, my God.
Because 14 looked good. 14 looked good.
14 looked
14
good.
14 looked good. I didn't eat one through 14, but 14 looked good.
So when you get to November 14th,
yes,
you're going to be sorely disappointed because you already ate it.
No, because no, here's how it goes. I won't be disappointed. I'll eat a different one because I don't need to go right to the 24th because by the time I get to November 24th, I'm practiced. I got it. I got the advent calendar under control.
You're the only person that needs to practice to eat her advent calendar.
Because I want to make sure December's good. I want to do it right. Every year, remember? I always have done that.
I know. It's
always.
Weird. And it's weird.
It's I know. But yeah, that's what I did. That's what I did.
All right.
Yeah. So?
Uh-huh.
So?
Oh, okay.
So?
Fine. Let's talk about The Blacklist, Lisa.
Samantha.
Because you're so knowledgeable.
Yes. Because it's my favorite show.
It is, because you don't know a thing that's going on.
It's my favorite show after my new favorite fall show. And what is it?
The Good Doctor.
Yes. It's The Good Doctor. Because I'm trying to practice talking like
them. You're not going to.
I'm going to try, though.
Stop.
I'm going to try.
Don't.
It's really funny.
Don't.
I'm just trying.
No, it's not funny.
I'm trying.
Don't.
Okay.
Don't.
Okay. 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 Back to The Blacklist.
I don't want
to
be loved. I don't need love.
I don't want love.
I don't want love.
Yeah. Okay, so
he's
I'm working
so
on
sad
it.
Coming from
I know, but he's such. But it's a good show.
Yes.
Okay, but back to The Blacklist.
Okay.
Okay.
Off topic.
I know.
Jeez.
I know.
Calm down.
Sorry. I get excited about The Blacklist. Could you believe it? Could you believe that The Bones came back?
The bones didn't come back.
The topic of Bones came
the
back.
The topic of yes. Bones came back.
The topic was
because
back.
They're threatening the girl that knows Pete.
Yes.
And I believe the guy that was in her house is either related.
He is related.
To,
or
who is he related to?
To the girl.
No, that's it.
Who?
You. Okay.
Okay.
Who is he talking to on the phone, Lisa?
Tom.
No.
Tom's friend.
No.
Red.
No. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe Red.
Red.
Maybe or the
Red.
Guy.
Or the guy.
Or the guy who has the bones.
Or the guy who has the bones.
But I think it might be Red.
I think it's Red. I'm pretty sure it's
no,
Red.
No, you don't.
Actually, I'm almost positive it's
no,
Red.
No, you don't.
I think they're talking
no, you
to
don't.
Red.
You don't know.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then what was Cooper up to?
Oh, he's bad. That Coop is bad, hey? He draws his gun. He's bad. He's bad. He has the potential to be a bad man.
Yes, he is a bad man.
Yeah. With Red. Bad man with Red. That's what he is. He's a bad man with Red.
Oh my God.
But it was really, really good.
It was a good
it was
show.
Really good.
It was a good show.
They got married. And they got married.
And they got married.
Yeah, you didn't know that, did you?
Yes, I did. Oh,
that?
My God. No,
sometimes
I
don't know if you're watching it.
Huh?
Are you watching it?
Huh?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Good. What was your favorite part?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Really.
When they were playing. Mini golf.
Mini golf. Because you love mini golf. And that's what I thought, too. I'm like, oh, Samantha will love this part because she loves mini golf. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, and I completely thought, Sam's liking this part.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you like yourself some mini golf.
I do.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you feel confident that you know what we're doing next week with the blacklist?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. But I don't want to give it away. Not giving it away. Not giving away the spoiler. No, but I do feel confident about it.
All right, Lisa. Yeah,
I feel really confident.
I feel like you know nothing.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, well, you know what, Samantha? I don't want to sit here. We have so many great things to get to today.
Yes, we do.
I don't want to sit here and argue what I know and don't know about the blacklist because I know it.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
It's about the bones. No. It's about the bones.
Stop talking.
Okay, it's about the bones.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so. Okay,
The reason. Behind the 40th episode.
Yes.
Is that we are going to let people know a little bit more about us.
We are.
We're going to talk about us. We're going to talk about the podcast. We're going to talk about why we decided to do it.
We asked people to ask us some questions.
Yeah. We had people who responded. I'm shocked.
I know, right? I know. But guess what else we have? Right? Guess what else we have,
Oh,
Samantha?
Yes. And then We have
a special. So not only do we have questions
yes.
from people, we have a special message from Michelle, who is like our Uber fan. She's our hyper girl. She's the lady I work beside her mm-hmm. in the Bay. And this is what she sent for us.
Hey, shake my head with Lisa and Sam. It's your friends of the podcast speaking. We all just want to wish you a happy 40th. That's 40 episodes. You did that 40 times. You've been in the car for at least 40 hours together, going nowhere. Check your back seat. I'm probably there. I love all your topics. Pickles, bunions, socks, shopping, fake cat, fake Ben. Winter shrank my summer clothes. Summer shrank my winter clothes. Seasons, they can be such bitches, right? Anyway, I just want to say congrats. You guys are awesome. Do everything exact same, except maybe use a little more cowbell.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Hyper girl. Out.
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks for being such a fan.
She is a good fan.
Yes, I love that. That was, like, so funny.
She is definitely the hyper.
Yeah, we appreciate that for sure. Okay, so, Samantha, we got things that we want to talk about, right? We want to talk about us.
Yes, we do.
Right? We want to talk about our podcast.
We're going to talk about why do we do this?
Well, you know what, Samantha? We do this because we are officially, in my opinion, the world's oldest podcasting duo. We've been podcasting for 17 years.
Yeah, we just
we forgot to hit record. Right? We forgot to, we only just hit record this April.
That's true.
Yeah.
And now that we're doing it.
We're podcasting.
We realize, okay.
We talk.
We like talking. This is good for us.
You know what?
We get on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and you know what? I think we've always thought that we just want to be the least stressful part of somebody's day.
True.
Because you know what? Like, we all have people in our lives that are fighting a disease, mm-hmm. that are sick, that have financial troubles. There's political strife. There's terrorism stuff. There's, right, the Jays didn't make it. There's all these different bad things happening in everybody's lives.
Yes.
And all we wanted, friends of the podcast, was just to give you a little break from that.
Yeah.
And I think we do.
Yeah.
I hope we do.
Well, because I don't know about you, but I'm not into meditation or yoga
the
or
the dog
anything.
Bent over the moon pose.
Yeah, like.
None of that.
I'm not really that girl.
No.
And I just think of our podcast as like 45 minutes to an hour of just click off your brain.
Your brain's on vacation.
Your brain is on vacation.
Yeah, right.
And I think, you know what? It's not a bad thing to have something where you can just like, it takes your mind off of whatever's happening in your
yeah,
life.
Yeah, right? It really is. We really just want it to be like it's like the least stressful part of my world.
Yeah, me too.
Right? Because I'm just hanging out, chatting with you.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a friend.
Everybody's got a friend.
That you just shoot the shit with.
Yeah.
You know?
It's fun.
It is. It's a good time.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
And I think that we really just, you know, want to give you guys our take on life, and usually it's really strange, and in yeah. Lisa's case, very strange.
And my mind's a little bit unique.
Yes, this
it's
is
a
true.
Unique mind, Samantha.
So that's why we decided to podcast.
Yeah.
Because we've been doing it for 17 years, and then we discovered, oh my God, you can record it?
You can record it?
Shut up!
Yeah. And then we thought, oh my God, imagine if somebody else listened to us, because...
We weren't sure.
Of times we have people that are like friends and stuff and family members
yeah.
that are like, you guys are so funny, and then, you know, it's like just kind of like, yeah, but what if somebody else thought we were funny too?
Yeah.
And so that's all. We're just here to have fun.
Because my mom thinks I'm funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your mom thinks I'm funnier.
No, she doesn't.
She does.
No, she doesn't.
She likes me better.
No, she doesn't.
She always says she does. Always says it.
Yeah, you're Samantha. The daughter she should have had.
Yeah. So, hey, so along with the podcast, I think that it's important that we let people know we really do put some time and energy into what we're talking about.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
So walk me through that, Samantha.
Well,
walk me through that process.
We actually do have topics that we talk about.
We brainstorm,
and then we decide what we're going to talk about.
Kind of crazy that our brainstorming comes up with this.
Well, came up with pickles.
Pickles.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
And that was Lisa's issue.
Yeah.
Not mine.
Yeah.
And we sit down every. Like a couple days before we podcast yep. and we decide what it's going to look like and kind of the content what yep. we're going to talk about, but we don't actually discuss in great depth what we're going to say.
No, because we're live.
Because we want, Lisa always comes with like little zingers that will throw me off my game.
Yeah.
And I come up with so much information, it makes her mad.
It gives me a headache.
And it gives her headache.
It's like an axe in my head.
Why you gotta be so schooly?
Why gotta
she
be
says.
Schooly? Are you gonna, right? Sometimes I'll send Samantha a text saying, if I know like it's Tuesday night, and I know maybe she's probably like coming up with a few things for this week's podcast, I'll send her a text saying, Samantha, save the ink.
Yes, save the paper.
Save the paper, save the ink, save the tree. Right? We're not going to school.
No.
Right?
Excuse me.
But by nature, that's your personality.
I am schooly.
Yeah, and I'm not.
I am that girl.
I'm not that girl.
I am. You know what? We really have been friends for 17 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. We met when I decided to apply for a part-time job at a plus-size clothing store.
That I was already working
at. That Lisa was already working at. And just over time, we just started working more and more together
yeah.
and we started becoming friends, and then we started hanging out after work and
yep.
and
chatting
and stuff, and then we became even better friends, and we quit that job pretty much at the same time.
Within like 15 minutes of each other.
Yeah. And
I went to the Great Canadian Bagel.
Yeah,
right?
Great Canadian Bagel.
I'm on my way there. Meet ya.
Yeah. And then we stayed friends after that. So yeah. I know that sometimes people say, oh, it's really hard to stay friends with yeah. people that you make friends at work.
At work.
But with Lisa and I, you know what? It was just like, hey, you know what? Let's yeah. keep hanging out. We enjoy each other's company. And
it was natural.
Yeah.
You
We've
know?
Just known each other for so long.
And you know what, Samantha? It's a lot of friggin' work.
Well, you're a lot of work.
You're
Lisa.
A lot of work, Samantha.
You're a lot of work,
you
Lisa.
You are a lot of work. Like, sheesh.
I'm really surprised that you still have your husband.
So. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. He too puts up with me.
Yes, he does.
Right? But yeah, so I think it's so I think what we want you to know is that what you hear is so genuine and real.
Yes.
Like we can't script it.
No, we've known each other for so long. I'm like, I knew immediately when she opened the door today to my car when I picked her up at work that she was going to have a comment about my chef.
I was like, my. Whatever might we be sporting this afternoon, Samantha? It looks like a shacket.
Yeah.
We have each other's back.
Yes.
But boy, but we can have like a lot of fun at each other's expense too.
Yes, we can.
Yes. That's a big thing for us.
So just know that it's always in fun.
Always.
Always in fun.
Always in fun.
And this is why we started to record because
yeah.
we try to make each other laugh.
Yep.
We apparently make other people laugh
yep.
in our vicinity.
Absolutely.
So we thought, well, maybe other people might find us interesting.
Yeah. And if nothing else, it just gives you a little bit of a breath of fresh air.
Yes, this
right?
is true.
That's it. So I told Sam that I think that we should come up with two of our top episodes.
I believe I did say
okay,
that.
Not everything is you said that. Why do you always think everything is you said that?
Because it's usually my
it's
idea.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
Did you patent it? Did you copyright it? I don't think you did. Bitch, please. Right?
Anyways.
You need to steal the thunder on the 40th episode. That's what this is about. Right? Sam's 40th episode. That's what she's thinking. It's not.
Damn straight.
It's not. Okay,
no.
Go ahead.
Okay, so you told me to find two.
Yeah.
And I realized that in almost every episode up until this one, we don't agree on much.
No.
But there was one episode.
Okay.
We actually agreed.
Yes, there is.
On, on pretty much every level.
Yeah.
It was, my cooking tastes like necessity.
Yeah, because it does. Mine does too. Mine does too, because we don't care about cooking.
We don't care about cooking. Right? We can.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows that.
Yeah, we can.
We just don't care. No.
Listen to it. Have a little chuckle.
It is funny.
It is a good one.
Yeah, it's good.
And it's completely, and we go back to it a lot.
We do.
Because we don't care.
It hasn't changed.
Hasn't changed. And it won't change.
No.
It won't change.
No, in my 49th year, that's not one of the things I want to expand on.
Definitely not.
So, no. We're good.
Did you pick two episodes though?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So, because I felt very strongly about this one.
Okay.
To Google or to not Google.
Oh.
Because I still feel my point of view is the right point of view.
It's not.
You do not get smarter by using Google.
You do.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
There is no reason to remember anything you look up on Google.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
But you do.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
Shut up.
Okay, I'm just saying.
But.
Okay.
The reason why I liked it even more was that the response that we got.
Yes.
From Andrea.
Oh.
She even, to support me,
I know.
She even found another article that backed up me.
I know.
And you had my point of view. I loved it.
And that's the funny thing with Andrea, because I swear to God, Andrea's goal is to support you 100%.
Of course.
And kick me to the curb.
Of course.
Yeah. And she does that.
Yeah.
But I still appreciate her.
Yes.
I still appreciate.
It was good.
It was funny.
Okay. And then my second one is one tweets and one creeps.
That was a good one.
I felt that this showcased our personalities because Lisa is all about Twitter because she can get into it and she'll like tweet away and she'll like get into the arguments or discussion and tick, 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 and the way she's tapping on her phone. And I'm like, I'm just creeping my Instagram because I'm like, ooh, that's pretty. Ooh, that's cool. Oh, that person's doing that.
That looks yummy.
That looks yummy.
Right? She doesn't
want
to be
looking at pictures.
Sam don't want to be seen or heard.
No.
She just wants to look. That's very true, hey? We're very different that way.
Yes, we are.
Well, I picked two also.
Okay, what are yours?
Mine was Sam Caveman, Lisa Millennial.
Oh,
because
God.
I really felt that it showcased my millennialism.
You are not a millennial.
I am too. I have millennial friends.
No, you're not.
I have the millennial beliefs.
Everybody has millennial friends.
Well, guess what? I am a millennial.
No, you're not.
Yes, and I really felt that I needed to. You thought that you were going to school me in that topic, and I'm like, you can't school who already schooled.
Oh, my God.
I already knew it.
Yeah, no.
So that was that one.
No.
And my other one was, what TV do you watch when nobody's watching?
Oh, my God.
Yes, because.
No.
Yes.
Don't talk
about it. It's all about the forge, about the forge, about the forge. That's what it's all about.
Oh, my God.
Right? Because.
About the forge.
Yeah. Because I think that really just showed that I'm very, like, dynamic and larger than life. And you're like Angela Lansbury and watching paint dry. That's what that was about. And wasn't it funny yesterday?
No, it showcases your delusional because you thought that you.
I showed you yesterday how I could have made a Bowie knife out of two spoons.
You did too.
I showed
you. Oh my
God.
How I could do that. And then she's like, it needs to kill, it needs to poke, it needs to something or else. And I'm looking at you and I'm like, we are in a public place.
And I'm like, yes. And then I would put this handle on it and then it would kill. Right? Yeah.
It would kill.
Yeah.
And it would poke.
I don't say it would poke. It will kill, it will cut, and it will kill. Yes. Right?
I'm just like,
and it will
whatever.
Chop. Yeah.
Oh, chop. That's it.
Chop. Yeah.
Chop.
So that's
kill.
Those are my two funny things.
No.
Those are my two favorite episodes. But I think I really enjoy, I mean, all of our episodes I have a good time with.
Yes.
I think that, you know, but again, right, it goes back to kind of like our topics and things like that.
That's true.
All right.
We just like talk about silly stuff.
Yeah.
You know, nothing.
Nothing. We're all about nothing.
We're all about nothing.
Yeah.
And that's something else we need to let you guys know is that we really are in a car.
We are in a car.
And her name is Betty.
Yeah. And right now we have the heat turned down a little bit, and it's a little chilly.
It's getting a little chilly.
But we don't want to have too much background noise.
Because it's in a car.
It's in a car.
Being recorded on her phone.
Yeah. In the Lowe's parking lot.
Remember that.
Yeah. But that's the beauty, right? Is because that's how authentic it is.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
We're just two girls who decided to record their conversations in a car because it seemed convenient. Because that's where we have our best conversations.
Always.
And we have interesting takes on what's happening around us.
Yep.
To us.
To us.
To other people.
To other people. Right? That's all.
That's just us.
That's a little bit about us.
Yeah.
But what we did do is we asked some people to, or we just threw it out there and we asked if anybody had any questions.
You tweeted it.
I tweeted it. Do you have any questions for us? Anything you want to know about us? Anything you want to ask?
We got so many responses.
Yeah, we can't possibly answer them all in one episode.
No.
So next week.
Yeah, so next week and the week after, we'll keep answering the questions that we didn't get to. But we're going to answer as many as we can.
Yes.
In this one.
In this one.
And there's some good ones.
Okay.
There's some really good ones.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. First question is from the girls of You Don't Know Ish.
Yeah. And I quite enjoy that podcast.
Yeah, and they actually had a couple of questions. Yeah. So we're going to start with the first one. What saying do Americans say that doesn't make sense to us?
Okay, I'm going to answer it.
Okay.
Y'all.
Yeah, I don't get that
I don't
one.
Get y'all.
Y'all.
I don't get
That's
y'all.
That's not something we would say in Canada.
No, I don't even know how to put it in a sentence.
Y'all come down here. No, that doesn't
no,
make sense.
No, right? No, it doesn't.
No.
So I think that's the one, is y'all.
And I think it's not fair to make fun of that because we say a.
We say a.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if you get crazy and you go, like, to Newfoundland, their dialect is even more, like...
It's thicker.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's thicker.
They things like, where you at?
They eat weenies in a can. I have a dear friend that I went to university with, and she's from Newfoundland, and that was always the big ongoing joke, hey?
Really?
Yeah, with Suzanne and her family.
Is it the Vienna sausage?
Yeah, stuff? And so they would send, so she would send me weenies in a can every year at Christmas, right? So that's always been the ongoing joke.
That's good.
But yeah, so y'all, that's my thing, y'all. I don't get y'all.
Okay.
Hey, they had another question for us.
Does pineapple go on pizza? If so, white or red sauce?
Only red, always on pizza. On pizza.
Lisa would put pineapple on everything.
Yeah, I love pineapple.
Because she's crazy that way. Like, seriously.
Yeah, I love pineapple.
I'm not.
But you would eat it.
I would eat pineapple. Yeah. I mean, it's ham and pineapple.
No, it's pineapple and onions and pepperoni.
That's weird.
That's my pizza.
Yeah, I know.
Pineapple, onions, and pepperoni.
That's weird, man.
Yeah, and red sauce. Strange. Only red sauce. I don't get white sauce on a pizza.
Well, that's like an Alfredo sauce.
Yeah, I don't get that. That's like on a pasta, not on a pizza. Sorry, girls.
Sorry.
Sorry. Okay.
Okay. The next one is Yes But Why podcast.
Yes.
Asked us, have you ever had a fight that resulted in you not talking to each other for a while?
You know what, guys? No.
No.
We fight.
We fight to the death.
We bitches fight this out, hey? We do. We fight it out.
We do.
Yeah, we fight. We argue. We bicker. We fight.
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
We get mad. We swear at each other.
Yes, we do.
We don't really get into shaming because we'd just be shaming ourselves too, right? Right? So that doesn't make sense in our world.
Nope, that doesn't.
No, but because we're very strong, opinionated women.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know what? We never, ever have had a time period in our 17 years where we've, like, it's, no. And here's like a lame saying, right? You say this with your husband, right? Like, you don't go to bed mad, but you know what?
And you shouldn't do that with friends either.
No, right? And we don't go to bed, but we don't leave that day on a bad note.
No.
Whatever that looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just not worth it.
Nope.
Not worth it.
Okay. Next question, Lisa.
Okay. From the pod couple. They want to know.
I love these names.
I know, hey? I know. They want to know, what movie bar would you like to have drinks in?
Lisa.
St. Elmo's Fire. Why? I love me some Rob Lowe.
Oh, he's handsome still.
Andrew McCarthy.
Yes.
And I love the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be up there playing the sax. I'd be up there. I'd be doing it.
Oh, my God.
I'd be, that's my bar. What about you? Do you have a bar?
Top Gun.
Oh, yeah, because you want all the uniforms all woohoo swooning over Sam, right?
I like Men in Uniform.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
That was a good movie.
There's some sexy boys in that movie.
Only Tom Cruise movie that I like.
Well, because he was cute.
He was good. Yeah. He looked good.
He looked good.
He looked good.
He looks good in aviators, a leather jacket, and on a motorcycle.
Yeah, but that was the only one. That was the only one for me.
Really?
Yep.
No, I like him.
No, not me.
All right.
Let me.
Full Belly Laughs.
These guys are funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're referencing to their episode 69.
Yeah. So in their episode number 69, these guys talked about chocolate chip and oatmeal raisin cookies.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they wanted to know, which cookie do you like best, chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin?
Yeah. You know what? It's chocolate chip.
Totes, because you know what? There's no reason there needs to be a raisin in an oatmeal.
No, oatmeal's meant to be single.
Absolutely.
Right? Chocolate chip got married. Oatmeal's meant to be single. Right? Don't put that shit in a cookie.
Don't put that shit in a cookie.
No, and I'm a fan of raisins, but you know what? Just put them in a little red box called Sunmade.
Yeah.
And then I'll just eat them that way.
Yeah. Yeah. And who wants a dead grape in their cookie?
Yeah, it's kind of like, then it looks like a bug.
Blech.
Yeah. At least like with the chocolate chip, it's like, chocolate chip.
Well, and then the chocolate chipping, melts, and
yeah, the raisin is just like, I just want to spit it up. That's what I think. Yeah, but oatmeal on its own,
delish,
different.
Yeah, Sheila's oatmeal.
Mom makes the best oatmeal cookies.
Yes, she has a secret ingredient. Yes, and it's called crack.
It's called crack.
Actually, it's not called crack, but it tastes like
crack.
It's like one is, oh, that was good. And then there's two.
It's like the first time that three, I ever, and they don't even five. Really look like a traditional oatmeal cookie.
No, they don't.
And the first time I ever tried them, do you remember, Samantha? I sent you a picture. I took a picture of me holding onto one saying, what might this lovely treat be that I've just taken a bite out of? And you're like, it's oatmeal. I'm like, no, it's not.
Okay, so the history behind that is that my mother has for years now, since Lisa and I have been friends, gives a lot. Well, she gives a lot of like Christmas treats to Lisa and her husband.
Yep.
And Lisa doesn't like to share, so she knows something she has to give two things, one for Mike, one for her.
Yeah. He gets his own.
And two Christmases ago?
Yeah.
Or two, was it last Christmas?
No, two.
Two Christmases ago, Mom introduced oatmeal because she wasn't sure if you would like them, but she thought she would try.
With no raisin.
And then she
sends
me a picture.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing?
It was awesome. It was awesome, but there was no raisin.
It was really good.
Okay, here's a question from the Pod Squad.
Okay.
Okay? It's a two-parter.
Okay.
Top five things a hot person would have to do to turn you off, and the top five things an ugly person would have to do to turn you on.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm not going to answer all of it. I'm going to answer top five things, but it's only one thing, that an ugly person would have to do to turn you on. Open your wallet. You had me at open your wallet, ugly dude. Samantha, what about yourself? You had me at open your wallet.
Okay, well, what about the cute guy, Lisa? Mm. What does he have to do to turn you off?
No, I don't care about that.
You don't?
No.
Why?
I don't know. I never really thought about it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I just got really stuck on the ugly guy.
Okay.
Turning me on.
Okay. Five things a cute guy
and because
would do.
I honestly felt that you probably would have schooled this topic to death.
Well, no, because I have standards.
I know, you too.
So I have standards. So five things a cute guy would have to do to turn me off.
Yeah.
Smell.
Yeah.
Be not smart. You a little stupid.
Yeah.
What's my saying?
Waste of skin.
It's a waste of skin if you're cute.
You're cute and stupid.
It's cute and stupid. It's a waste of skin.
It's a waste of skin.
So smells.
Yeah.
Not cute. Yeah. Or no, sorry. Not smart.
Not smart.
I'm getting all flustered now.
You are already, right? Oh, my God.
He has a bad car.
Has a bad car.
He has no money.
He has no money.
And he's mean.
And he's mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's mean. Huh. Ugly guy.
Ugly guy.
Five things that he should have.
But it's not what he should have. What is it?
Five things he can do.
To turn you on.
Okay.
Okay. Ugly guy.
Money.
Money.
That's always good.
Open your wallet.
He can be funny.
Funny.
He should have a good car.
Yeah.
He should have a very large appendage.
And by appendage, are we talking... Like junk in his trunk?
Junk in his trunk.
So he needs to have his package needs to stand out.
Yes.
Okay.
And he needs to smell good.
And he needs to smell good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's the opposite of the cute guy.
So you're not really caring about what he looks like.
No, if he has an appendage that's worth pursuing, then that's good.
I'm looking. Hi, my name, dear ugly dude, my name is Sam. Bring your appendage.
And you better have some cash. And
have
you better
some
be
cash.
Funny, and you better funny. Smell good. And you better drive a nice car.
And your dick best be big. Right? Right? Your dick best be big. Let's call it what it is, Samantha. Right?
I was trying to be...
He needs to not have little man syndrome.
No.
No.
No. Got no use for that.
No. And you know what, men? Sorry, women think like that. But men think like that about women,
yes,
too,
they do.
Right?
Big boobs, big ass.
The whole bit, right?
Yes, they do.
That's kind of funny.
Okay.
Okay.
Moving along.
Okay.
Nerdy by nature.
Yes.
They sent us a question.
Yep.
How old is too old to have sex?
48.
No, it's not.
48.
Oh my God, your husband must be really pissed.
Tap out, I'm done. I'm done.
No.
I'm joking.
No,
I'm joking.
Think never.
Never?
I think get your freak on whenever you want to.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh. You're never too old.
Never too old.
Nope. Because if you still want to do it, you should. That's what I think.
I bet you it gets complicated. Right? I bet you it gets complicated.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's little blue pills involved.
That's very true, right?
For someone.
Yeah, hey? For someone. Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
I think you can still have sex whenever you want.
You
want
to have sex, have sex.
Yeah.
I just don't want to know about it. How about that?
This is true.
I don't want to know that you're having sex if you're old. I don't want to think about parents having sex.
I don't need to know now.
I don't need to know
at any age,
right?
Actually.
That's
so
right.
That's okay.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, our next question is from the Tangent Lounge.
Yes.
From Gary.
Gary. Hi, Gary.
Gary would like to know, would you rather always have to wear a coat or never get to?
Never get to.
Never get to.
I don't want to wear a coat anymore.
No, but you want to wear a jacket?
Yes, I want to wear a jacket.
Gary, you should have asked. Maybe you want to re-ask that question for next week, Gary. Would you always want to wear a jacket or never wear a coat? I think Sam never wants to wear a coat.
I don't ever want to wear a coat.
But wants to wear a jacket.
I like jackets.
I don't like coats. I hate coats.
I think coats are very cumbersome.
Yeah. Blech. No coat.
No.
No coat. Thanks
and now
for
we're,
thanks
we're
for the
edging
question.
Into many months of scarf.
Yeah.
Mitts. Coat.
The whole bit.
Boots. You're going to freeze your ass off no matter how much you wear.
Yeah, the whole bit.
Ugh.
It's going to be cold. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Okay, next.
BS podcast. That's funny.
The BS podcast.
What do you think the BS stands for?
I don't know. I don't want to guess. I don't want to guess.
Okay. Right. Anyways, okay. They ask, now that you have done 40 episodes, can you imagine not having podcasting as part of your lives?
No, I can't.
No, me neither.
No.
It's been fun.
It's been super fun.
Yeah.
And you know, meeting a lot of really cool people.
We are.
Right? Right? The podcasting community is like the best community in the whole wide world.
They're fun.
Yeah. They're like good people.
They are very good people.
Yeah, I can't wait till 80. And even though you're going to be part of it. I'm just saying.
Shut up.
Samantha, you're my best friend.
Oh my God.
Thank you for being a friend.
I'm cursed.
Right?
Okay.
Go changing to try and please me.
Yeah, yeah. I want to say this one though.
Okay.
Okay. Bryce from Saskatoon.
Okay. And for those of you who might not know Bryce, he's not a podcaster,
no.
But he's a fan of the podcast.
Fan.
Just like his wife, Michelle, who did the opening message for us.
Hype girl.
What's Bryce's question?
Should toilet paper be over or under?
Under.
Over.
No.
Yeah, over.
Oh my God, over. This, look at me right now. Oh, over.
Oh, shut up.
It seems like so much work. You gotta like reach over.
Oh my God.
Pull it down as opposed to just.
That sounds like such hard work.
I know, as opposed to it's already just there. Right? Under.
Over.
Under.
Over.
So in our household, it depends who is changing the toilet paper roll first. Yeah.
Yeah,
so if
yeah.
It's me.
Yeah,
it's under.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, now we have a question from the Best Forever's Pod. They want to know, what's our favorite story to share about our friendship? Samantha?
Well.
Go ahead.
It's when we stalked Oprah.
We did stalk Oprah, but in a harmless way.
In a harmless way.
We're like
she
so harmless.
She didn't even know she was being stalked.
No, no. And won't even remember that
no,
she met us.
No,
because she's Oprah.
Because she's Oprah.
Yeah. So here's what happened. So we had seen her in Calgary a few months earlier. This was probably about 4 or 5 years ago,
when she was doing her tour.
Yeah, she was doing her Live Your Best Life tour. And then she came to Saskatoon. Who the hell would have ever thought Oprah would be in Saskatoon?
Me, no.
And I'm sure Oprah thought no, too.
Yeah.
Right? Oprah probably couldn't imagine. But we found out where she was going to be staying.
Yes. Well, you did.
I did.
Yeah.
So I made a sign.
She
I made a big
did.
Sign in hot pink paper. And I'm not crafty, but
no,
I put that work in for Oprah.
She did. She put the work in.
I put the work in.
And I was against it just on principle.
You always are.
I was against it.
But then you come to the dark side. Because you're a good friend that way.
I was.
And we went looking for Oprah.
We did.
And we found her.
We did.
And how many other people found her?
4 other people.
So that was the funniest part right there.
Oh my God.
Was that.
Oh my God.
Right? So in all the major cities that Oprah was in across Canada, all you saw was like Oprah being like flooded with fans, right?
And they were just like around the hotel.
Right?
And
like Oprah can't
security
move.
Security and all the shit.
Right?
There was
thousands and thousands of people.
There was like, I think maybe 5 or 6 people there.
Yeah.
Like
in Saskatoon. And Sam and I were right at the front.
Yeah.
And we waited for Oprah for a couple hours, remember? Because it was cold.
And it was freezing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We were supposed to go to the show that night.
Yeah, and we did. And I remember you made me go and talk to who we think were her like personal security people. Because they were in like the big black SUVs.
Yeah.
And it was cold out.
Yeah.
So the guy unrolled his window, remember? And I said to him, we're of no harm to Oprah. But can you shake your head yes or no? And just let us know if she's actually in here. Because if she's not, we're going to leave because it's cold.
Yeah.
And he said, as he was shaking his head yes up and down, he said, I can't talk to you about that. And I'm like, she's here. She's here, Samantha. She's here.
Yeah.
And we met her.
Yeah, we did.
She doesn't remember.
No, she doesn't.
No.
She probably
walked out of that hotel thinking, serious?
Five people?
Five of you?
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Her security guard was all Mr. like thinking that he's in Montreal, thinking there's thousands.
Stand back!
Miss Winfrey is on her way, everybody back. And Sam and I are looking at each other like, is he talking to us? It's just me and you. And a couple people behind us. A couple stragglers.
It was funny.
Who were detected by a large pink sign. Yeah. Right?
But I also got to meet George Stompalopoulos.
Yes, you did.
Which I thought was very exciting.
Yes, because George was, he was like the co-host for the event.
He was the co-host in Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, so you got to meet him. So that was like a real fun friendship.
That was very fun. Because oh my God, we recorded it. We were like, Oprah, where are you?
Where are you? Drove around town. It was awesome.
It was funny.
But they also had another question for us.
Okay.
If you choose anyone dead or alive to have dinner with, who would it be?
Okay. I know.
Who would it be? Okay.
Carol Burnett, because she's still alive.
And she's awesome.
And we've seen her.
And we've seen her.
In concert. Joan Rivers.
Nobody funnier.
She is
awesome.
Hands down awesome.
Hands down.
And Jan Arden.
Because she's our girl.
Because she's our homie.
She's our girl.
Jan, you're our homie.
Jan's our girl.
I mean, okay, realistically, we know you're not. But
no, not realistically, we don't know you're not. And Jan Arden. And then Anne Murray.
Yes.
Because I love Anne Murray.
Yes.
Because Canada is nothing without Anne Murray.
This is true.
The Queen, my girl Liz. Right?
My girl Liz.
My girl Liz. And my pal Oprah.
Yes.
Because you know in my world, God, God, the Queen.
The Queen.
Oprah. And Jan Arden when somebody else can't fit in.
She's pitch hitting.
Pitch hitting. Right? Oprah couldn't be here. Jan moves up. That's where Jan's like the pinch hitter.
Oh my God.
So that's that.
Okay. Now, what? Lisa doesn't want to answer this question.
I'm not answering
because
it.
Because she doesn't watch this show.
I don't watch it.
It's a good question, so I'm answering
okay.
it.
Okay, you answer.
And I feel like I have lots to say.
But she's so not going to say lots.
I'm going to answer the Best Forever's question about The Bachelor. What would you like to say to the contestants on The Bachelor? Stop crying. It's not reality.
It's not real.
Nowhere in your life, no one, there's no man who dates 24 other women and you. A man may date 3 to 4 women at a time, but he's never dating 24
never.
Or 25 at a time.
Never.
So get it through your thick heads, girls. Yeah. It ain't real. And all the emotions you feel you're having are made up. Or alcohol laden.
And he doesn't have them.
He has no feelings.
And guess what? I'm piping in just for 1 second. Right? He nasty. He nasty.
He nasty.
Yeah. Okay.
There's no... Okay.
That's
and
just
you know
not
what?
Good.
If you're sent home, girls, he's just not that into you.
No. And who cares?
Get with the program.
Get with it.
Get with the program.
Get with the program.
And again... Stop crying!
Too many tears.
You're driving me nuts.
Yeah, I don't watch it. So you drove me nuts before you even started. Yeah. But.
Okay.
All right.
Our final question.
from
someone who we just mentioned.
We talk about often.
We talk about often. And I'm pretty sure she thinks we're crazy.
Probably. But again, let me reiterate. We're harmless.
We're harmless. We sent out... A tweet.
A personal
tweet. A direct message. To Jan Arden.
The Jan Arden.
Yes. The singer. The songwriter.
The writer. The funny woman.
The funniest chick. Funniest Canadian chick I know.
Awesome daughter.
Yes.
Right?
Awesome person.
Just awesome.
She responded
the real one.
Yes.
The real Jan Arden.
The real
with
Jan
the check mark beside her name on
yes.
Twitter.
Three questions. But Jan, I just want you to know your first two questions threw up Lisa.
Did not. Okay.
Yes,
so,
they did.
Samantha, it's
yes,
not that I was
did.
Thrown off by the questions.
Yes, you were.
It's just, here's the thing, Jan, right, is that sometimes...
I think it's funny right now. You feel the need to explain your...
Because that's all I do. Because that's
oh my God.
That's how you make me feel, Samantha. You make me feel like I have to explain.
Because so, I'm always looking at you going, why don't you get this?
I get it, but I don't always... I'm not as deep as you, so I get it.
No, that's true. You're very superficial.
But I have a better heart.
Yes, I do. Mine is hard and black. I understand that.
Right? Mine is not. And I have two. Okay? I have two hearts. So...
Okay.
So Jan asked... Go ahead, Samantha. What did Jan ask us?
Okay. She asked, what purpose do you think failure serves and how does it help us move forward.
Okay, so here's the thing, Jan. I completely got your question, no matter what's
meant.
No, you
didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Okay? Because...
Answer the question, Lisa. Stop explaining. Okay. Just answer.
Fine. Here's the thing, right? I fail all the time.
Yes, you do.
And nice. But guess what? That failure has built my character.
Oh, really? That's what you're calling it?
Yes. And it's made me empathetic towards people like you. That's what failure's done to me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and it's given me the patience and perseverance to put up with you.
I think, okay, on a serious note. On a serious note.
Sorry.
You know what? Failure is so important, and I think it's okay to fail.
That's true.
Right?
And you know what? It gives you humility, too.
Yeah.
Because you either figure out how to get past how you're feeling about your failure,
yep,
or you allow it to overcome you.
Yeah.
And I don't think failure should be seen like that.
And it shouldn't be negative.
No, it shouldn't be negative. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be something that makes you feel like you can't do anything.
And it shouldn't be so overwhelming. Right?
No, and people make failure
They make it
very
so overwhelming.
Overwhelming.
And I think that, you know what? And I think that that's the problem, right? Is because it shouldn't be. It's better to try something and not succeed at it than not to. And I know that that's all cliche, blah, blah, blah. But it's just better.
It's better to try and at least have said, hey, I did it. I tried it and it didn't work.
Exactly.
And I don't feel I need to go forward with it.
Right.
However, if you try it and you still feel like I can do this, I just got to do it again. Yeah. Maybe I do this or maybe I change that. That failure should propel you to try even harder the next time.
Because even in what we do now, mm-hmm, right? So by no means, friends of the podcast, we're not successful. No. We're not anything. We're just two idiots who ramble on for an hour once a week. That's all we are, right?
Yeah,
but we've done other things as a duo to try and be creative, and we have failed.
Yeah, we have.
But we didn't stop.
No,
we just kept trying to find what our in was.
Yeah.
Right?
And this,
we think,
is art, because this is what we do naturally.
Yes.
This is what comes naturally to us.
Yeah.
At least that's how we see it.
Yeah.
So we're still maybe not quite where we should be.
No.
But every time we do an episode or every time we do a topic, it propels us to do something better the next time.
Yeah, to learn from it.
Yeah.
And you know what? That was my mom's thing all the time. So my mom always was a big believer in you have to find the lesson, learn the lesson, mm-hmm, and then teach the lesson.
Yeah.
Right? You got to pass that lesson on. And I think that that's all part of failure too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because Samantha, you listened back to like our first couple episodes.
No,
don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
No.
No. It's not good.
No.
But
we're better now.
We're better now. And we're better for it now.
Yeah.
And that's what I always think with failure is I feel bad for people because I think we're taught that it's so all-encompassing.
Yeah, and it should. And for some reason, when someone says, oh, you failed at something, that you're supposed to automatically feel bad about it.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, don't feel bad about it.
No.
Look at it, check it out, pick it apart, and decide, do I want to keep going forward, or do I say, hey, you know what, I need to move on to something else.
But at least I tried it.
At least you tried
it.
And failure's not negative to me, because how else do you get better at something? You just got to keep going.
You just got to get up and keep going.
Yeah.
You finally got to stop hitting the snooze button, and you got to get up.
You got to get up.
And you got to start that day again.
Yeah. So I think failure propels you forward as long as you don't let failure be the thing that holds you back.
And don't let it define you.
No.
Right? And that's what I hate. I hate things that define us, right? Like negative things that define us, mm-hmm, right? Because
you know how I said that yesterday? It starts in elementary.
It does. Starts young.
Starts right? young.
Because guess what? I didn't let being a C-minus student define me. Right? My mother had two goals for her kids. Right? Number one, finish grade 9. Mm-hmm. Number two, wear a bra in public.
There you go.
Guess what, Mom? I make you proud.
And you know, it's funny that you say that, because when I went to university and I had to take classes I didn't want to take, all I wanted to do was get a good grade, get a grade that gets me out of the class.
Right.
I did better in the classes that I felt I wanted to do better in, and I just skated through the ones that I didn't really give a shit about.
Yeah.
But I was okay with that, because I had decided that that wasn't for me, but I knew I had to take
it. But you still had to, but you still needed to do it.
I still needed to do it.
Yeah, you didn't let it stop you.
No.
Yeah.
So I think people, you have to decide what's worth it.
Yeah.
What is worth it.
And don't make it negative.
No. And my parents, when I was growing up as a child, they let us do whatever we wanted to do as an after school activity, as a sport or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, as long as you're having fun, you can do it.
Yeah.
If you're good at it, great. If you kind of suck, but you still want to go, you still can go.
You still can go.
You do whatever you want.
You learn so much from it, too.
Yes.
And you know what, Samantha? I think you've learned a lot from failure.
Shut up.
I think... I'm just saying.
Lisa.
It's an observation.
Mm-hmm.
It's an observation.
It's making me empathetic towards you.
And I'm empathetic towards you. So, I don't know, Jan. I hope that we answered those two questions. I think we're all about failure.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. You know what? I saw a really cool quote, and it said that failure is a bruise, not a tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I saw another quote, and it said, you're flossome.
I like right? that one.
So you got flaws that make you awesome.
Yeah.
And I think that that's all part of it. I just think we shouldn't make it as negative.
No.
But don't be afraid to fail, people.
No.
Or else you never try.
No.
Right?
I agree.
But she also had a third question.
Ugh.
What was it?
I'm answering this under protest.
Oh, come on.
I am.
Come on.
Have you ever passed gas in a public place?
Samantha?
Shut up.
Have you?
Yes.
Yes.
It's a natural thing. And sometimes your stomach just says, hey, let it out.
Say, I got fart. Right? And you know what, friends of the podcast, you maybe don't know this about Samantha, but it's a good opportunity since we are sharing because it's the Share podcast. She's a little gassy by nature.
You suck.
I'm just saying you are. And now I need to answer the question.
Uh-huh.
Right? I'm not gassy by nature, but do you know what, Jan? I wish I was. Sometimes I wish I could just let it
go
too.
Shut
up. You know what, though? I'm going to be really honest with you, Samantha.
Uh-huh.
I let a bad one go one time in the car, and Mike was out of it, and he got back in. He was like, what in God's name? He's like, it's like a rotten egg. He's like, you're rotten. And I'm like, that's like 45 years of toots that never came out.
That's funny.
Yeah, right? So that's me.
That's good.
Right? So I want to pass gas in public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
What?
I just thought of something.
What?
About Jan's earlier question.
Yeah.
The things I worried about failing at
yeah.
in my 20s and 30s and even in my 40s, even though I'm not in my 50s yet,
yeah.
has totally changed.
Yeah, for sure.
Because now as I go into my 50s, I feel I'm failing at retirement.
No, you're not.
At my retirement savings
no,
plan.
No, you're not. Because you're not retired yet, so you don't need that money.
I know, but right? I feel like I'm failing to like... have something to retire with.
But you're still going forward because you're still working away at it. Right?
I still have another good 25 years
25,
of work.
30 years of work.
At
right?
least.
Yeah. So there, right? So you're not letting it stop you. You're learning from it. You're learning the lesson.
Yeah, right? I'm learning that I'm not very good at it.
but you're not letting it kick you to the ground.
No.
That's kind of funny.
No.
Did we have anything else for Jan?
Well...
Jan.
Now we're hoping that Jan will be a guest on our podcast for our Christmas show. I say that so quietly. Our Christmas show.
So here's the thing, Jan, okay? Because we know you can't come to Saskatoon.
No, we know that.
Too bad you couldn't, though. And we can't afford you to come to Saskatoon.
No.
Because we don't got a budget. We're in a car. With a phone in my
with
hand.
With a phone in your hand.
Right?
So, no, we don't have a budget.
But how cool would it be when we do our Christmas show where we drive around the neighborhood and look at ugly houses with too many lights on.
Yeah.
And we listen to Christmas music. Hers.
Yes. And you have a beautiful Christmas
TV. Yes. And
thank
we eat
you.
Your mom's Christmas baking.
Yes. Which we could send to you.
Imagine how cool it would be if Jan phoned in.
That'd be great.
That would be so cool.
You know what? She could even if she decided she would come here to Saskatoon because she's maybe playing a show.
Yeah, somewhere in
could,
the West.
She could come sit in Betty.
She could come into Betty?
Yeah, you're going to the back seat there.
No. Oh, yeah. Ah.
You're going to the back seat.
Really?
Yeah. She gets to sit where you are. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, guess what, Samantha?
We can't all sit in the front, Lisa.
Guess what, Samantha? For Jan, I would do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Or how about you go to the back seat?
No, because it's my car.
Yeah.
It's my car.
I know. Okay, fine. I'll go to the backseat for Jan. Yeah, but I'll be like right in the middle, like just like the puppy that didn't fit in. That's what I'd be.
All right.
Jan, we're just joking. We're not really. We would love all those things. And
yes.
Who knows? You may get another message one day. Because we just appreciate all things you.
Yes,
and
we do.
Friends of the podcast, if you don't know much about her, you should.
Yes, she's awesome.
Google her.
Yeah.
She's all things. She's fantastic and so funny and great music.
She has two books.
Yeah.
And her most recent book is called Feeding My Mother.
Yeah. And she takes care of her mom. She's
yeah.
so inspirational.
She's very good.
Yeah.
You know what? I look forward to catching her stuff on Instagram every day.
Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah.
It's not a day without something from Jan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now she's a friend of the podcast.
Cool.
Kinda. Ish.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay.
So
what else?
That's it for our questions.
That's
We're
going to
save
questions.
The rest that we got because there was so much
yeah.
for the next
There'll
couple
be more.
Episodes.
So much fun.
However, we're not going to do any I shake my heads.
Because we
answered so many questions.
Yeah. And you know what? If you ever want to know how we came up with I shake my head,
yeah,
it's because we come across so many things that make us shake our heads.
Yeah. And Lisa always tilts her head to one side.
And shake it.
And she's like, I don't understand.
Yeah. And then I shake it. And then I kind of put my hand over my forehead. And I'm like, ugh. So it just really fit.
Yes. Yeah. It really fit. So for next week's topic.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, because again, the reason why we're doing this is because Lisa came to her while you were having lunch.
Came to me while we were having lunch.
Yeah.
A song came on the radio.
And you're like, if I was a dude,
I'd listen to Metallica.
And then I remembered it was Movember. So in honor of Movember, we are going to explore and reveal our inner dudes. Names. What we would do, how we would dress, what we would wear.
How, like, we would talk.
The music we listen to. Yep. All that kind of stuff.
All the dude type of things.
All the dude things.
That's what we're going to be doing. We'll throw in some other fun stuff too.
Yeah.
It can't only just be about the dudes. But there's going to be lots about the dudes.
So for those women who listen to us, explore your inner dude.
Yeah.
And for the guys, explore your inner chick.
There. What would you do?
Would she be called?
Who
would your guy be called?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that's going to be fun.
I don't know. I have to think about the name.
I look forward to it.
It's going
to
be interesting.
It's going to be really fun.
Okay.
All right.
So we are on so many sites, but we're gonna tell you about the fact that we're on WordPress.
We have a website.
Yeah. It's ishakemyheadblog.wordpress.com.
And everything about us is there.
Yeah.
We're still just getting it going.
Yeah.
So it's not like as super as exciting as it's going to be like in like probably 2 weeks. Because we're just learning super exciting.
We are just learning super exciting.
But you can listen to our shows.
Yeah.
You can see all of our social media fun stuff.
Yeah. It's safe. Facebook's on there, Twitter and Instagram.
And you can subscribe to our email because we're going to send out stuff.
Yep.
And yeah, just keep in touch.
We're just getting going and we're just having so much fun with it. But you can still catch us on Podbean.
Instagram.
iHeartRadio.
Twitter.
iTunes.
Stitcher. Spreaker. Facebook.
Google.
So many I can't keep
track. Oh my God, you're just naming stuff that we're not even on. I know,
but we should be. We will be. Pinterest-ish.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure it out.
Did we say Facebook?
We said Facebook.
Okay. So pretty much, you know, all the normal stuff.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks for spending 40 episodes with us, or 40 of your hours with us.
Yeah, really.
And you know what? It's gone a little long, but you know what? It's been a good time, and hopefully you enjoy. And just remember, let us be the least stressful part of your week.
Exactly.
All right? Samantha, always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be.